Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Happy in the moment, like, oh my god, these are so good, and then you look at them and I just,
and I'm like, are you kidding?
That was your breaking point that
what
day.
2-year-old just took my phone and caught a picture of me, like, this is terrible.
In my undies.
This is private time. So that was terrible, and I thought there's no coming back from this. But then I got on the floor. Welcome to Emma and Cass Do.
Thanks to our expert guests, Honey Do Me has brought you episodes all about how to.
We've learned how to get kinky, how to ride cowgirl, how to give life-changing hand jobs, and so much more.
But we think it's high time to tell you how it went.
We are here to overshare and give you an honest review from the perspective of two total amateurs.
So get ready, because in this episode, we're getting technical and talking sexting.
Fucking go.
Let's go. So excited to talk about this.
I am, and I'm juiced off of margaritas.
I'm juiced.
And curry.
And as per usual, we have not spoken about this with each other yet. Mm-mm. So this is just real chat.
It's so tempting because we bring up things that we want to like incorporate in the episode, and then we just stare at each other
knowing
and we're like,
how many good things we have to say.
Say it. I don't. So we're talking about sexting.
Yes.
And all that it encompasses.
Lots of things. There's texting.
There's texting.
There's nudes.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's the words, it's the posing. There's so many aspects to sexting. And then I think we take our own little tangent, and I'm so excited to tell them about our own shit too.
Yes.
What are your experiences? Let's lay the foundation. Mm-hmm. What are your experiences with sexting?
It's going to be a shaky foundation. It's going to be real weak.
I can't build a house.
You can't build shit. You can't build a card house on this.
Okay.
You have nothing to build upon.
Nothing.
I have no experience with sexting. I do now. Because of this episode, because I've made it my life's mission.
as you do with all of our Emma and Cassie
episodes. I am committed to this.
Right. Was that by choice, because it never came up? Like,
you know,
why?
It was just never like something I was like, yes, let's do this. I think it made me nervous. Still does.
Yeah.
I think I see it as a lot of pressure. I had never taken nudes before this, mm-hmm. like kind of, or like my boob was kind of in it. Mm-hmm. And I'd had phone sex before, ironically,
right,
I feel like
when you were like 14.
Yeah, old timey.
Yeah.
At this point.
Old timey.
But yeah, sexting, there wasn't necessarily a strong aversion to it. I just never had a partner who was super into it. And so...
And like initiating it for you to
yes,
get like
pull
you in.
Because I'm not going to start it.
No.
Holy shit. My weak game? Hell no. So yeah, that's kind of my lack of experience summed up in a really long-winded way. What's your foundation?
My foundation? I've like dirty texted before. Mm-hmm. I've sent sultry Snapchat a time or two.
I really like your alliteration.
Thanks. So yeah, I've definitely done that with partners because I am someone that like when I start thinking thoughts, I really want to pull someone else into it mm-hmm. with me. Do I have a ton of experience? Like, am I an expert? No, I don't mm-hmm. know what the fuck I'm doing. I mm-hmm. can like say a couple things, or I did, and then I'd be kind of done. And then my pictures were very amateur.
Amateur. Emma.
Amateur. Emma Couture. I have my own magazine.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's very like beginner mm-hmm. level status with sexting. I wouldn't say I ever put like intention behind gaining experience.
Yes. So that's why we wanted to do this episode. We wanted to be really intentional about that, really push our limits, get out of our comfort zones.
Yeah, we did.
See what worked, what didn't. You're not going to get expert advice from this, but you are maybe going to feel a little less alone and maybe not try some of the horrible things that we did and maybe just be directed or nudged in a safer direction.
Safer for your ego.
Yes.
So I want to start out with talking about initiating sexting with someone new, because that is something I'm doing now. Yeah. I'm dating and this is fun.
Emma's hitting the world.
I would say
taking it by storm is what I would say.
The world sounds like a lot of people.
I would say the world is unready for all that you have to
offer. I'm hitting like a line at Jamba Juice. You know, it's a short line.
At this point, who goes to Jamba Juice anymore?
Who goes to Jamba Juice anymore?
One person.
Exactly. If I had to narrow it down and be specific, it would be one person. For like an apple cinnamon pretzel.
I didn't know they sold other things there.
Yeah, they did. Okay. Trying it out with someone new, because that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So it can be hard to coax it out of someone when you don't know if they're turned on or not on the other end of the line.
Or if they're good at it.
Or if they're good at it. Mm-hmm. Because in my head, I'm like, ugh, I want to put you in 70 positions in 70 minutes.
Damn.
Well, that's a song. Anyway.
You could have fooled me.
Thanks. But I don't know what they're thinking. So starting it was really funky to me, but I found out how not to start it.
Okay. I'd love to know that.
You shouldn't say, when you're frustrated and flustered that they aren't picking up your cues, you shouldn't over FaceTime say, so are we going to have sex or not to someone's face?
Okay.
When they're unexpecting and it's just a Tuesday. Because that will lead to a response of, sure. And then you don't feel good.
It's not validating.
It's not validating.
That's the ego we were talking about.
That is my ego that got bruised. I immediately changed the subject. I was like, oh, that was just like a random thought I had. Okay.
Anyways. I was just kidding.
I was kidding.
I don't like you at all. You disgust me.
Fuck off. Fuck you and your wife. I don't give a shit about you. And I hope I never see you naked.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Honestly, I would die.
Your pee-pee's gross.
Your pee-pee's gross. Run away.
Throw your phone out the window.
So I didn't know how to start it, and that's what I chose. And it was wrong because it's assaulting to your ears. Yeah. But that opened a door. That opened a door to what I was thinking about. So honestly, after my experience, I feel like the easiest way to initiate is after you've kind of already had physical contact with
that
someone.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't have to be like sex or anything in between like kissing and sex. It's just like you seeing them.
Right.
Because at this point, I hadn't even been in person with this person. And there's nothing to rely on. There's nothing to be like, oh, I miss like holding your hand, or I miss like kissing you on the cheek. Like there's nothing to reference. So I just dropped a fucking bomb and it was like, okay, I don't know how to go anywhere from here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, doing it over FaceTime is one option. Something that I struggled with, even being in like a long ass relationship, was like, literally, how do you open it? You know, obviously have consent with my partner. I feel like that should be emphasized, that consent should be the opener.
But like, what words do you even say? Like, if it's literally over text, what are the words? Like, oh, are we about to sex?
Like, are you about to sex?
I know. What is that fucking opener?
I can tell you what my opener was.
What?
I sent a nude.
to your partner?
Yeah, to my partner. Okay. I didn't know how else to open it.
That's
I was like,
fantastic.
What words am I going to think of? So what I did was I actually took like a shower picture.
You did?
I did, which is actually something that he's been asking for a really long time. Aww. So we've been together for...
Because
it's romantic as hell.
As hell.
And this is where some of the awkwardness comes in as well. But I decided to send that and I was like kind of pretending that we were in a long distance relationship, because the awkward thing was he was in the next room.
Right.
So everything that I was kind of saying was like, oh, actually you could just come in here, but I'm forcing you not to because I'm learning
I'm
how
doing
to sex.
An episode on this.
Because this is for the people. This isn't for you or me. This is for my people.
It's for you.
You
at home.
Listening.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, what would you do to me if you could join me right now?
Oh.
So like that okay. sort of vibe. It was really fun. It totally started a conversation. My struggle with sexting
mm-hmm.
when I have thought about it has always been, what fucking words do I use? And that has been my struggle. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it 1,000 times on this podcast. Yeah, it's always like, what the fuck do I say? Whether it's sexting or dirty talk, it's like,
right.
Finding the words can be hard, especially if you're an overthinker with mm-hmm. anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so texting adds an extra layer of like, I get to edit it.
Yeah.
If I'm just saying it right away, like I have to fucking suck it up if I said something stupid and move on. But if I can text, then I can really think about it, which is worse for me.
Yeah.
It's way worse for me as a human being and my personality. That being said, I really didn't think that I would be able to do that sort of like imagine a scenario type of sexting, mm-hmm. which I have a lot of different formulas that I tried,
nice.
Which is exactly what I have been wanting. So I'm excited to talk about what worked and what didn't. This was one that I did not expect to work. I was like, no way I'm going to be able to just be like, what would you do to me if this? What would you do next? What would I do next? Like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of just did it. And it felt really uncomfortable at first, to be honest, because I was like, I don't fucking know what I would do next. But he was really willing to just go for it. And mm-hmm. so I was a little shocked by his response
Good.
Because he was
full send.
Yeah. He's like, I'd pin you up against the wall and like hold your, like grab your wrists and hold them above your head and then continued on. And it was great. And
That's
so,
nice.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really good response. And then we just kind of went down a whole storyline of it, which
Good.
Was literally the one type of sexting that I was like,
you thought
That's
you wouldn't
not for
do.
Me.
Right.
Especially because like, I like sort of like a dominating type uh-huh. of role play, but not like a character role play. And too much imagination really gives me anxiety.
Silly.
It does feel silly.
It feels like, really, I'm going to be a student now. Like,
exactly.
I'm not though.
And that's what I always thought it was going to have to be,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
with like sexting. Like I was going
right.
to have to take on this character. And so that was definitely, I feel like that particular sexting sesh was the most imaginative and it was totally fine. Like it was
Good.
Really fun and I definitely got turned on. Yeah. I have more to say, but it's, I want to talk about it later.
Save it later.
So
save
yeah,
it.
Initiating, I think, that worked well. And then every other time that I did it, I also just sent a nude.
Good.
I
just
was like,
sent a nude.
Sometimes I didn't even say words with it.
No. Your body speaks for itself.
Yes. Look at me. I did
I
send
that.
One and his response was, oh, wow. Which was frustrating because I took that as, oh, wow.
Good job.
And, yeah. Like, nice.
Aw, cute. Look at
and
her.
And luckily he was in the house and he like kind of heard me be like, ugh. And so he came out and he's like, no, I meant like, oh, wow.
So I have
like,
to add emojis.
Okay. I know. Or just
I have
do
a whole
voice note.
Thing on that. Or a
do
voice
a voice
note.
Note.
Yep, yep, yep.
Which
yep.
was something I did not do.
No, me either.
I don't want to hear myself well, back.
Uh-huh.
To be totally honest.
I want to go off of you saying you can't find the words and mm-hmm. for texting because I love how you initiated that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's really great for people who are already in a relationship
yes.
or feel very comfortable.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yes. I would literally yeah. like the thought of sending that to somebody I don't know very well. The thought of sending it to my fucking fiance
yeah.
was scary
was
as hell, to be honest. I was like, I don't know. I think I was like drunk on fear a little bit. And so I
and
just
you just have
did
to
it.
Send when your fingers are shaking, you just
oh
have to
God.
Press send.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So I have a few examples that I used mm-hmm. during my sexting
okay.
to initiate with someone, like I just said, that I haven't been with for a long time.
Good.
So good texting examples that I feel like led really well into sexting and like talking spicy mm-hmm. was like, one, I've been getting really distracted thinking about you today.
Oh my God, I love that.
Because it's like, what, like, could I be thinking about a date with you or could I be thinking about you kissing me, you know?
Or your balls, like.
Or your asshole, you know?
You weren't thinking about his balls.
I would never.
I have never thought about somebody's balls. Like,
I can't say I
erotically.
Ever, erotically. No. If they're not in my face, I'm not thinking about what to do with them.
That's not what gets me going. It's not one of my turn-ons.
Not one of my turn-ons.
Yeah.
So this one also, my next one came off of kind of what Ashley said to us in our hand job episode.
Okay.
So I heard something today on a podcast, TV show, movie that made me think of you. So like you could talk about, you know, like either a yes. scene from Bridgerton about like in the library, like that made me think of you. You
Sex
know?
Life episode. Yeah. Yes. Which episode is it?
Episode 3.
Minute 19.
Yes. Something around there. And then every other sex scene.
That'd be a
scene.
Huge compliment. This is huge. I feel like that's like a compliment trunk. And an introduction yeah. in one.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw this giant penis and it made me think of
made
you.
Made me think of you.
Because you're such a fucking dick.
That's it. That's how you start
Amy
sexting.
With anybody.
Yes. And so then I have one last one that I feel like is good to start getting real spicy mm-hmm. if you're still in the introduction phase. I have a fun date idea and an even better idea for dessert.
Ooh.
Is that good? Spicy. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of fun.
And then like a winky face at the end, right?
Yes. So I have emoji okay. suggestions yes. that have been key.
Okay.
That I feel like are so perfect for showing that I'm thinking sexy thoughts, mm-hmm. not just winky thoughts. I'm over the winky face.
Right.
I've passed that in
if
high school.
The drooly face is one of them. I'm not interested.
It's not. It's not on there anymore. So the first one now that I have.
It's not.
I don't see it on there. Okay, great. So the first one I have is obviously the fire emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have heart eyes, but not the regular heart eyes, the cat heart eyes. Because it's kind of initiating like pussy talk.
My pussy has hot eyes for you.
For you, motherfucker. And then the smiling devil, devil face.
I use that one.
The tongue, just the tongue.
Okay, yeah.
The tongue. I also like the big eyes that are just eyes that are like looking to the side.
Okay, I thought you were going to do the like pick me one.
What's the pick me one? I wish everyone could see what Cass is trying to show.
But you know which one I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. No, not okay. that one. Just the eyes.
The one with the sparkles in its eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The yellow emoji man.
No. Just the big eyes. And then like if you want to reference some body parts, you could do like the peach or like cherries or something.
Yeah.
So I feel like those have been really successful for me.
Mm-hmm. Cherries are the cutest emoji.
They're from my tatas.
My tatas. They could be for balls.
They could. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I never pictured them that way.
Balls don't deserve that.
Because cherries are too cute.
Cherries are too cute.
And like
they're reserved for
my,
boobs.
My small boobies are little cherries.
My little cherries. My cherry pits.
I wouldn't put melons. Like this.
I have not earned melon.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work
despite
at all.
Our name being Honey Do Me.
I know. And using like
we're more cherry girls.
Melons in our shit.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not working.
I love those suggestions. I think between all of those, like honestly, I would use those in my long-term relationship. I'm sure there are people who are in a long-term relationship who are a lot more comfortable with sexting than I am and who are just ready to like fucking dive deep.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe sending a nude is a ballsy way to just like into it. I don't really know, but I couldn't think of the words.
You're
so.
Like the amateur that doesn't know what else to do but to go full send.
Yeah.
So that's what you do.
And that's me in most situations. Mm-hmm. Here I am.
So let's talk more about you finding the words.
Yeah, let's talk more about me being an amateur.
Yeah. fucking amateur.
Because it's really fucking hard. Despite the fact that I love dirty talk, sexting just doesn't come naturally. And I really think it is that like extra opportunity to think about it mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. fucks me in the ass, to yeah. be totally honest.
Right up your butt. Which
so,
you like, though.
Which I like, so it's fine. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
But like I said before, I really need formulas. I need like specific things. I need like
a bank.
I need a bank, a library of options.
Yes.
Options.
Sure.
So here are some of the things that worked for me.
Okay.
Bringing up a memory or like a past experience. since I've been with my partner for so many years, that was really helpful. Obviously, if it's a new partner and you have no sexual experiences with mm-hmm. them yet, especially because I feel like a lot of people are dating online before right. even right. meeting each other, that might not be as helpful, much of an option. Maybe you could reference something you saw in porn.
You could reference one of your own personal memories.
Yeah. I remember this one time I did this with this other person.
With this other person.
You should totally try it.
Yeah. You should try it by yourself. I had a great time.
But even if you have like one sexual experience, I feel like you could pick a really small thing from it.
Yeah.
Like when I started to do that, I was like, oh, that's perfect. Like that's a perfect option for me. And then I started to type out like a really intricate thing and I got too wordy, which is an issue for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to pick some like really bold sexual thing. Like, remember when you fucked me in the ass? Like,
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I do. Okay. What about it? Like, I didn't know where to go from there. So yeah. I actually planned out my entire sexting before I even.
That is the most Cass Anderson thing I've ever heard in my entire
And then he ruined it like two times. So because I had to get us back on track.
He's not on your wavelength. I love that you
it's a mistake.
So did you
to not be on my wavelength?
I feel like it's okay. Did you plan it out before you texted him then?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I just, it wasn't like I planned out he's going to say this and then I'm going to, kind of. But it's like
I was like, don't fucking
lie. I had an initiating thing that I wanted to get to another subject. It was like my lead in. So
like when paragraphs, you need an intro.
Yes.
And at the end of the paragraph, you need an exit that leads to your next paragraph.
Exactly. So this is what I did because this leads into another formula, so to speak, or okay. another option. Because I said, like, do you remember the first time you grabbed my wrists and held my hands above my head? Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, like, when you were fucking me. And then I was like, that's too bold. Pull it back.
Pull it back. Hold back.
And so I did. And I just left it at that. And he said, like, yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, and so then I was like, great, because I just got us these. And I sent us a picture of some silicone handcuffs
that I just bought. I'm so jealous. Fuck.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
$10.
I was going to say, can you pay for them? But it's only $10.
You can borrow them. That's not a gross thing.
That's
right?
Not that gross.
I don't put it in my vagina.
Put it up your butt.
What?
I don't know what you do.
So it's not safe. We have learned
if
anything.
If you only put one up, though,
and somebody's got it around their wrist.
Like they're anchoring you.
I'm not going to. I'd prefer you didn't either if you're borrowing mine. But fine. To each their own, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to yuck your yum. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and so I feel like that was a really fun lead in. Because then it was like, well, who would wear them? What would you do to me when I was wearing them? What would I do to you? Like that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so it was really fun. And so one of the other things that I was thinking about was talking about a fantasy. And this, I obviously did research as well. Like, what can you say? So this is not my entire original idea, but I added my own spice to it.
Okay, sure.
So I kind of talked about before how I used to think that sexting had to be like really extreme role play. And so when I think about like a fantasy, I tend to think about like extreme role plays, like, yeah, teacher type of shit. You know what I mean? Right. It just isn't my thing. So then I was like, but I could actually just send pictures of like, would you want to see me in this? Or would you want to play with this? Would you want to try this? Like that sort of thing to kind of test the waters for like, this is something I'm kind of interested in, but was a little nervous to bring up. And texting in ways is easier.
Oh, totally.
To kind of like take that blow. Because I'd almost rather have somebody be like, ew, over text than to my face, because then they'll see me cry in person versus I
don't
want to hide it.
Sure. But also what you're saying is kind of like what Ashley suggested. You're still putting it kind of on a third party so that if they're yucking what you just sent, it's not you, it's Adam
and
me.
You can also be like, I know, so disgusting.
Yeah. I know.
I would never. Thank God we're on the same page.
I wanted to make sure you didn't want to do this as a person.
Yes. So there's a lot of ways to get out of it.
Yes. Which is what people are looking for if it goes wrong.
Exactly. So there is less risk as well as like there's more time to second guess yourself with sexting, but there is less risk, it feels like, for the most part, until we get to talking about nudes. But that's not where we're at yet.
That is you can't go back.
Yeah.
There's no delete.
So I just feel like it's such a good way to test the waters. And my partner actually totally surprised me and did this as well. And I was like,
I get you almost there. And then what would you want me to do? And then he was like, I would come on your chest while you like squeezed my balls. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I've never heard anything like that come out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
And a really quick question is, mm-hmm. everything you said things you would actually want to do?
Me? Yes. Him? We actually had we talked about that later because I responded like, yeah. I didn't mm-hmm. say yeah. I just said something about like being wet. I don't know. Then when we were talking about it later, he was like, yeah, I don't know if that's actually something I want to try, but like I wanted to say it then because I did want to test the waters and like, you know, now it's something maybe we will try. I don't know, but I feel like it just gave us a lot of room to kind of play around. And so especially when I was sending pictures of different like tools, like I sent a flogger and a paddle and I was like, would you want to try this? What would you want to do with this? Like, would you want to use this on me or would you want me to use it on you? So I feel like it was just kind of like fun.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So you found the words through the ways that make you feel most comfortable, which is planning
mm-hmm.
and having a direction that you like to go, which is the most exactly. authentic for you. And that's fantastic.
I have three little takeaways.
Okay.
I know that sounds like a lot. The first one is turn off your read receipts. That
Why
was,
the fuck do you have them on? You turned them on for me once,
and I wanted
to chuck your phone.
That was an accident. So my partner and I have had our read receipts on for each other just for years because it's just easier to be like, oh, I sent you this thing. He doesn't have to respond. I just know he saw it. Like, uh-huh. oh, grab this at the store or something like that. But with sexting, it was fucking scary to yeah. be like, oh, he read it and now he's not responding right away. So we both agreed read receipts go off. So that was really easy. I already talked about how it felt a little weird because he was just in the other room mm-hmm. and I felt like I had to be really quiet because
yeah.
I had to like not break the illusion that I was somewhere else. And so I like yeah. didn't leave the room that I was sexting from.
Nice.
And then at the end, I was like, can we be done? Because I want to leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing that I feel like was my biggest takeaway from finding the words was that I can still be myself because, again, I feel like I was really trying to take on this character and that's why sexting has really scared me because I felt like I had to be this really like intense one type of sexual person.
Mm-hmm.
But just like we talked about in our episode with Sir Ezra on like how to be more dominant.
Yeah.
It's just you being yourself, just a little more dominant or a little more like sexually forward or
right.
those kinds of things. So when I realized that I could still joke and then I started sending like funny gifts in addition to some of the stuff and like, you know, sometimes it would get a little hot and heavy and then I'd say something joking that like I know he's not very into, but that is a joke for us. And so once I realized that I can do that and I can make it a game as well, it took a lot of the pressure off because it's not like this weird situation. Because when I'm dirty talking, it's like I'm so in the moment and I'm so turned on
mm-hmm.
that it's okay to be in more of that headspace for me. But when I'm sexting, I'm also doing other things.
Yeah.
And yes. just like existing.
Yeah.
And like getting ready for bed or washing my face in the morning, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so it's like I'm not in the same headspace. Like I'm turned on, but it's just not the same like fire, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's what makes it fun, especially if you're laughing, not mm-hmm. at their sexting, but laughing while doing it.
With their sexting.
With their sexting. It does make it fun and personable. Mm-hmm. And you're not just these two people who have to keep up this facade like yes. we talked to Sir Ezra about, which is like, so I can't laugh,
mm-hmm.
so I can't be myself still, you know? So it exactly. like, it brings in these like really authentic factors.
And maybe you are that person who is just like straight up like sexy totally dominatrix, great. Like amazing.
You're not talking to two of them right now though.
Yes. No. You should click you on will. Something else if that's what you're looking for.
Kimmy Inch. These gals, she's fantastic.
Yes.
Go to Kimmy Inch.
Go to our episode with Kimmy Inch and you right. will get all of that.
Well, yes. you've mentioned things about taking nudes, mm-hmm. and I want to jump in first because I didn't take a full-fledged nude,
okay.
but I did start taking pictures with mm-hmm. my sexting. So I started after, you know, we were both consensually on the same page that we were going to start sexting. Recently, I've started to want to get a little bit saucier because the person that I am like somewhat dating, he likes to explore like holding out on masturbation sometimes, like, okay. and like kind of seeing how long he can go. And like, I don't know, you know,
like weeks at a time. Is that what you're
like
saying?
Days.
Okay.
But it makes the teasing a little bit more fun mm-hmm. because I know that he's trying not to. And then so what I send is like pushing him towards it. Right. Yes. So if I think, or if we're talking and I know that he's trying not to like masturbate, that makes it so much more tempting for me to send a picture.
Yes.
And that's what pushes me towards that.
That's so fun.
It is really fun. It is a game. It's a game. And it's mm-hmm. it's like I'm in control mm-hmm. and I like being a little bit more dominating sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I haven't taken a picture since I've been on Snapchat. Snapchat is so college for mm-hmm. me. So I forgot how, because mm-hmm. Snapchat, the camera itself is a little bit more zoomed in. So everything greener. You're doing is a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
And you feel safe.
Yes.
As safe as you can on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And
somebody else is looking at those. You just don't know.
You don't know who. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Take it from my brain. And yeah. that's fine. Run with it. I don't care. And also in college, I was an athlete, so I felt mm-hmm. a little bit more confident in like all the positions that mm-hmm. I could put my body in to like take a picture, mm-hmm. you know? So I got into my just all black lingerie mm-hmm. that I have. And so I don't mind a full body pic in that stance. And I have a really long mirror, so I just kind of stood far away. And I was like, how do the TikTok model people tell me to stand? So I did like mm-hmm. the whole one leg in front, kind of tilt back. Type of a thing. And yeah. I really liked those pictures. So I kept those in my bank and I was like, okay, but now I want to zoom in a little bit more to like, mm-hmm. what's going on? And so I tried to do butt pictures because I do like my butt. Like I feel like mm-hmm. that's a really fun angle, but I don't know how to take ass pictures.
I do.
Well, good for you.
No, I'm going to tell you.
I know. I'm so okay. excited. But I didn't know how. I was like, how do mm-hmm. I take this in the mirror? Or how do I? So my first trial and error with it was setting it up on my dresser, but like inverse. So the camera yeah. was down and that just looked like I was in a fun house. That looked terrible. I tell you now, don't, or do it better. Do it better than me. And don't do it on like a 95 degree day in the middle of the afternoon.
Because you're also frustrated when it's 95 degrees. You're an unhappy baby.
I am so mad and sweaty when it's hot. So I was like not feeling my sexiest. So I had to pause. I had to shake it the fuck off.
Just imagine how like angry you were, especially
just like, you might be yelling. Like happy in the moment. Like, oh my God, these are so good. And then you look at them and I just.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
That was your breaking point that
what
day.
What 2-year-old just took my phone and caught a picture of me? Like this is terrible.
In my undies.
In my undies. This is private time. So that was terrible. And I thought there's no coming back from mm-hmm. this. But. Then I got on the floor and I was like, all right, bitch, pull yourself together. Pull your fucking self together. And so I really like all the positions that I've seen where the girls are kneeling mm-hmm. and they have their knees spread out and they're kind of like leaning in towards the mirror.
Okay.
So I really like my ass, like I said, but I didn't know how to show it. So mm-hmm. what I do know how to show is like the side butt fat.
Right.
Where it's like it folds over when you're on your knees like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's like the closest I can get to show that like she yeah. thick. But like but like I can't really show my ass. Uh-huh. And that one went amazing. Like I've never loved myself head on. Mm-hmm. I usually like to like turn or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like obsessed with this picture. It looked
I love that.
So good. And like I didn't even hesitate. I sent it. I was like, fuck, here you go.
Tell me what
here
happened.
You fucking go. Just a slew of incoming texts of like, I'm obsessed with you.
He's gonna be listening
and be like, no, I fucking did it. But just like really turned on, loved the picture, mm-hmm. kept commenting and like,
I'm obsessed with you. You're an angel.
You're an angel. You are heaven on earth. You are godsend. You know, all of yeah. these very common mm-hmm. things that I hear.
Yeah. Just your daily texts that you yes. get from just thousands.
Thousands of people. Thousands of DMs. And then I did a couple more poses that I wasn't like totally obsessed with, mm-hmm. but I did like more crawling.
Okay.
Like that a video? Primal. I don't know. That felt very like, what is she doing?
I think I need to be drunk to crawl and yeah. send a nude of me
I didn't
crawling.
Send those. I didn't send it. I liked it still, mm-hmm. but it's like, I still felt like I was telling a story on my knees. Whereas with crawling, I was like, eh, where is she going?
Yeah.
Is she picking up a bobby pin?
Get like, you.
To come get you. I'm going to fuck you.
I'm going to bite you.
I'm a kitty. So I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
But then, oh, this is what happened. He had such a good response to my picture that I did send mm-hmm. him. And he was being so nice and so like crazy mm-hmm. that I like sent him three more. I was like, here, you deserve it. You've earned it. You've earned it. I'm so proud of you. So I sent him like my full body ones. I had like one or two. I forget what else I sent. Mm-hmm. But it just felt really good to feel like validated.
Yes.
I was like, damn, like even the little things that I noticed about myself, they probably don't. And you really liked it. So it was really fun. And I just suggest like playing around in the mirror and not mm-hmm. giving up when you look like you're posing in front of a funhouse mirror.
Yes.
You know, there's so many things you can try. And the most like sexiest things or things you thought you'd never look good in might actually look really fucking good.
Yeah, it's. I feel like everybody's like, just play around with your angles. Yeah. And that is hard for somebody, I know you can agree with me, who's not good at posing.
No,
you know what I mean?
Not at
I'm
all.
Not naturally Mm-mm. photogenic. Mm-mm. I'm not
no.
a star in front of the camera. Uh-uh. In front of the mic? Yes.
Obviously.
Obviously. You're listening to me now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fucking hard.
It's fucking hard. So what were your go-to tips for your pictures? Because you went full send in a shower, you said the first time.
I didn't take any pictures with lingerie on. I was naked in all of them.
Fantastic for you.
Yeah, I mean, I was super nervous taking nudes, not because I was like nervous about them getting leaked or anything like it. I feel like that's why I used to be nervous, like when I was in high school or anything
like
that.
Leak them to the Twitterverse.
Yeah, but now I'm like... He has more to lose from leaking these than I do.
Than I do. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I really want to do one of those beer posters that you've seen on TikTok.
Yes.
Like, I think it's more about, like, celebrating your body these days. So if it does get leaked, like, Moira Rose, take pictures of your body now.
Now.
You're fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I get you. Keep going.
Yeah. I'm glad I have these pictures. So, I mean, I was nervous. I don't have good lighting in my house. I'm not good at posing. So when people tell me to just play around with the light, play around with my poses, that's not enough for me. That doesn't work for me. I'm just like, cool. I still look like a fucking idiot and I don't want anybody to see these.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's hard. Like you take the picture and then you have every opportunity to just tear it apart.
Yeah.
Which is what I've been practicing doing my entire life. And so it's like, obviously, I've been working on that more these past few years, but it's just hard. So I watched a lot of videos on how to pose. I found a few really amazing people, and we definitely want to bring one of them on the podcast. Nice. So be ready for that.
Love that.
But let's talk about butt pics, because that was something that I feel like actually went really, really well.
Okay.
So one of the main tips that I got was... It's hard because I can't show you guys. I can only show Emma. But basically, if you were standing up, you would take your phone, you know, front-facing camera, flip it so it's upside down, and then, like, almost hold it so it's looking up at your ass. Your whole body's still in it, but it makes your butt look so big and so good.
Wow.
It is phenomenal. Does that make sense?
Yes, like it does.
The position.
Yep.
So that was one, if you're laying on your side on a bed.
Like you're about to wipe your butt with your phone.
Yes, but to the side. And then obviously you can like look down, your face isn't really in it. So just like
just peeping over the
like
side.
It was my ass and my side.
Okay.
In it, and it just, it looked great. Like my side boob, what little there is of it.
What little of my cherries you can see.
And then the other one that I did was... laying on my side on this bed.
Yeah. Ew. You're nudie.
I'm sorry.
Where my legs are.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. I love the laying down ones. I did those in college.
It's
keep
just,
going.
Yeah. So same angle though. You do the exact same thing.
Okay.
You're just, so basically if you're laying on your side, then you drop your like left shoulder, let's say. And then if you're laying on your right side, drop your left shoulder and then hold the phone below so it's looking up at your ass.
Aren't you guys so happy that we've always been fans of specifics? Like, you're fucking welcome.
Am I explaining it well enough?
It's fantastic.
Okay, so those were two fantastic. This, the one laying down, that
I
was
try
my
one tonight.
Favorite one that I took, and that was the one that got like the big wow
from the crowd.
Like, yeah, from everybody I sent it to, they were like, "Oh wow, Cass, you're amazing."
Not fair. You should
send
it to me.
You. Sorry.
I wish if only we weren't doing this episode. I think I said it in an episode. I used to send my nudes to my roommate because I was like, "Who the fuck else do I send this to?"
I also did just like
booby pics with like my hand over kind of, and some of those were like the main ones in the shower and soapy. But here is what really works for me. Uh-huh. I really liked the shower because my skin texture is something that I've always been a little insecure about.
Okay.
And so when I would take a picture out of the shower, I'd be like, oh, like I wish you couldn't see like that or something, like, I don't know, like that redness or something like that. So that's when I got in the shower and I put soap all over my body and you couldn't fucking see anything. The texture. So I feel like that worked out really, okay. really well for me. And then another thing, like I liked the pictures that I took, but what I loved was the videos that I took.
You took videos?
I took fucking videos. Fuck not yeah, of like me did. Masturbating, but okay. like of me like soaping up. Those, oh my God, I was getting turned on like while I was taking them. I was like, this is fucking phenomenal.
I'm so
like,
proud of you. Oh my God.
And I feel like it was like different because the stills, it was like I could pick out everything that was wrong with me.
Uh-huh.
In the video, it was like moving. So it was just like, I don't know. I feel like
I'm blurry. Not as much, you can't see me.
You can't catch me.
I'm so fast.
You can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
Which would defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
But that was, I think, probably my favorite one that
I
took.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
And when I sent that.
You're turning me on. I want to do these tonight.
You're welcome. So when I sent that, despite what I had asked, he actually ran out from the other room and was like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
I love that.
Did you have sex after any of this?
No, I'm on my period and it just didn't line up.
Yeah. But that's fine. That's another thing
about
teasing.
A total pro for period sex.
You have really bad period, like cramp-wise.
Yeah, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
But that is another reason that sexting was kind of cool because it's like we got that turn on without there having to be like him touching my body, which sounds bad, but it's like I don't want to be touched when I'm in so much fucking pain.
Yeah.
No sex with these specific pictures.
I love those suggestions. Fantastic.
So from nothing to a whole lot of something.
I'm legit gonna try those tonight.
Okay. So let's get to the home run, I feel like, of all of this. It's a little outside of sexting.
Little,
but it's so related.
Because it's like you can't get me. But you also have me.
And you're getting me good.
So introducing
Distance Toys.
Distance Toys.
Mm-hmm.
We are using Oh My Bod. I'm using the Esca 2.
And I am using the vibrating panties.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay, so I'll start with my Esca 2.
Go.
So my Esca 2, I've described it a little bit. It's a bulb. It's a G-spot stimulator. It goes inside. On the outside, it has a little light.
An antenna.
I look like one of those fishes in the sea from Finding Nemo. You get what
I'm
saying?
But vagina style.
Mm-hmm. So these toys connect to an app, and you can have a partner connect to the app and therefore control the toy. At least that's my case for this.
Yeah, so you can do Bluetooth where they can be like, you know, in the
26
same,
feet away.
Yeah, or like so when you're at the store or when you're
right.
Fucking, I don't know what you're doing. Or
I don't know. I don't know your life.
Or you can connect from a long distances.
So we're states away and we connected through the app.
Yes, we connected
through
the app
and it started. Oh my God. Okay.
Tell me everything.
Okay.
Tell us everything.
Tell us everything. So initially it was like kind of sexting because I was like, hey, I have a really fun toy I want to try with you tonight, but you need this app. And so I sent him a screenshot of the app and he's very diligent with like looking things up. So he's like, so am I controlling this? Like I'm going to be the one in control. And so that was really fun. And then we were both like anticipating the night and we're like, okay, are you ready? I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. So we finally got on like FaceTime until we could figure out the toy in the app, and then you can FaceTime through the app as well.
Which is so cool. You can text and FaceTime through the app.
Yes. And you can like send little emojis when you're having an orgasm.
You log your orgasms.
Yeah,
you can log. So
the app is so fun.
It's so cool.
So we jumped on FaceTime basically through the Oh My Bod app, and he could like switch up the pulse, switch up the rhythm. He could make his own rhythm. He could go with like all of these different presets. And so we are figuring that out and like, we were FaceTiming face to face at first and I felt a little funky because like I was just seeing this like light
right
in my crotch and I was wearing shorts still, like just no underwear, not like tight shorts.
They were
like
spandex.
Loose. Spandex. It was like
I had on my Spanx.
Like a imprint along my thigh.
Like a tiny thin wiener.
Tiny thin. I felt like I had an alien dick coming out a little bit. So that was a little funky because it was, I don't know, it's just silly. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, well, turn the camera around. Like, I want to see it. And then he realized, we both realized that the light was flickering with the different pulses that he was doing. So he's like, oh, I like seeing how my pulses are like affecting. Like, I like seeing what's happening inside of
so
you.
So the shot was just.
It was still, I still had my shorts on, but you could like see the light at first.
Okay.
And so he was really liking that. And then he was like, okay, like, can you spread your legs out a little bit more? And I was like, oh, I guess.
Okay.
And then, so I was getting comfortable with that. And he was kind of, like, placing me. Like, he wanted to see, like, where my hands were. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Which, that's where I start getting a little uncomfortable. Only because I'm bad with, like, feeling embarrassed. Like, I don't know mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Yes. So if I'm being told what to do, sometimes it's because I feel like I'm not doing it right.
Right.
And that's when I'll throw my temper tantrums and be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
You rip it out, throw it across the
room. That would hurt so bad. But yeah, like so if anyone else experiences that with being in a dominant situation, like where you're trying to be the mm-hmm. submissive and they're the dominant, like I get it because sometimes it feels like, oh, so I'm not doing it right. Like I'm still not mm-hmm. doing it right. Like, okay, whatever. And then he asked me to like pull up my shorts a little bit more. And so do you know when like, I've seen it in porn and then I've also experienced it a little bit. But like when they're playing with the underwear, so like they're eating you out, but like they still have the underwear like mm-hmm. pulled up. So he asked me to start doing that with like my shorts.
Okay.
So I did that and I actually felt like pretty confident like having them be pulled up. And my camera was facing my crotch. Like my camera was on my stomach facing my crotch.
Damn.
I know. And I've never done this before.
That's super like vulnerable.
Soup, that's my coochie.
That's your coochie.
That's my coochie. And then he like asked me to move them to the side. So I did that. And then he asked to like see me like play with myself a little bit.
Is that the first time you've FaceTimed your vagina, your vulva?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, there's a Cardi B song. It's like FaceTime my pussy. Yeah, FaceTime me that pussy. Okay. It's not a Cardi B song, but that's how it feels. That's how it feels. So yeah, it was like very vulnerable. I didn't do mm-hmm. it for too long, but I definitely was like kind of, but it started to feel like mutual masturbation situation, which I'm mm-hmm. not totally comfortable with yet. Mm-hmm. But I was having a lot of fun and it was fun to see him like the toy and like mm-hmm. tell me what he wanted to see. And the toy, this toy.
You love that toy.
The vibration is the most intense thing I've ever felt in like an amazing way.
My God.
So it was overall an amazing experience. I love having someone control it from far away.
Yes.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? That's so hot.
I also had a really good experience.
Uh-huh.
Not as intense as okay. your experience. So my partner and I live together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's such a good option for people who aren't like literally sitting next to each other 24/7. But he was out when we tried it. So
I was picturing how you would do this and I was like, I bet he's going to go to the store.
No.
Or like when he's getting
he had appointments.
His appointment yeah. earlier. I was like, I bet he's going to do it then.
Yep. That was when we did it. And yeah, same setup, everything. I think it was so cool. There are so many options with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, we were gifted these toys from Oh My Bod.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there are lots of other options.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're looking for. What I really liked was there was this one option that you touch the screen. It's like there's an option to tap it.
Yes.
And so it vibrates with the taps. But there's another option to like touch it. So like wherever you're touching on nice. The screen is like where it starts vibrating and like how fast you do it and all this stuff. So it's literally like they are touching you through technology.
So really quick.
Yeah.
Vibrating panties. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Okay. So they... Panties. I like the word undies.
Yeah, that's
personally.
Fair.
And then it is like this like soft triangle.
It's like a typical thong front kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. It's a thong. It literally okay. comes with a thong. And then it's this little like soft triangle. It's got soft edges. And then there's like a bump on the front or uh-huh. like on the top of it. And it obviously goes on your vagina and the bump goes like or goes on your vulva and the bump is like on your clit.
Okay.
Was how I did it. I think that's how you do it. That's what made the most sense to me shape wise. But it like vibrates throughout the whole little triangle thing. Okay. So it's like I could feel it in more places than just my clit. It wasn't like inside me at all.
Yeah.
And then the undies they send you has a, like a slit for it. So it fits in
Got it.
I'm sure you could put it in other ones if they removable don't fit or anything. Yes. It's complete. Yeah. It's not attached. It's like a small device. So options with how you want to use it. But yeah, I really liked the touch feature. I think that was just so cool. I guess it was like fun, but in that specific situation, I was just kind of like, now what? Like, now what? Because it wasn't necessarily going to get me there.
Yeah.
It probably could, like, if I was more turned on. Again, I'm not, like, feeling top-notch at the moment. So I'm sure there are situations in which it could. But what I would rather use it as is when we're together and, like, out running errands together. And so it's more like a kinky secret.
Which is so funny that, like, you tried to be so distant with everything and this is the one toy that would work better
I'm
together.
Like, actually, we should be together for this.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a lot more fun. I think he really liked having the control over it. Like, it was just really fun because it's like I have other toys, but there's nothing that's like, I don't know, there's no like he's completely in control of it aspect. Yeah. And that was just really fun. And obviously I can control it too if I want, but highly recommend a distance toy.
Oh, they're so fun.
So fun.
Yeah, I agree. He asked me if it was a toy that I could bring with me to like out to dinner. First of all, it's completely inside of me and it has an alien tentacle sticking out. But the vibration is so loud because it's really intense.
Then mine is what you, mine is the one you take out to dinner with you, which, oh my God, that would be so fun.
That'd be holy shit.
That's way better than the grocery store, which is for some reason where I'm picturing like picking out my chips and
you should like be going to dinner and like playing with
each
other.
It's a date.
Like teasing each
other. That would be so fucking hot. Yeah. So yes, it's super quiet.
That's good.
Like very, you don't have to be like tapping on the phone screen like crazy. You can put on a song. You can put on like whatever you want. I did put on Cotton Eye Joe because we were talking about this yesterday.
Right.
And you're like, how fucking stupid would that be?
Oh, I forgot. I should do it tonight.
Yeah, it didn't feel
it was
special.
Fine. Yeah, so you can also sync it to like your music and play music in the rhythm. Yeah. So cool. 100% recommend these toys. They're so much fucking fun. Or like something similar where you could do like a distance toy or like a playful toy like you're saying.
In your undies.
Oh, this is, we did a really good job for being amateurs.
We tried our very best.
I think we got a
lot of information, both good and bad, back from those trials.
Thankfully, I don't think any of these were like catastrophes.
No, it's none of it was something you can't come back from. And I feel like that's true with trying most things. Like, any sex that you're going to send, like, even if it sounds awkward, which I definitely sent some awkward ones that I was like, I shouldn't have said that. That was weird. Or like I said some things and then my partner like did not know what to say. So he actually came out of the room because we were in separate rooms and was like, I don't know how to respond. Not because he wasn't interested, just because he was like, I'm sorry, like I don't have the words. And so being willing to mess up and being like, actually, I'm not totally there yet is
totally
fine.
And then also with the pictures, I feel like just keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
You are beautiful.
You are. And the person you're sending them to better think you're the hottest thing on
and
the fucking planet.
And if they don't, that's their problem.
Yes.
If they don't have a good response, that's their problem.
They are so fucking lucky.
Well, motherfuckers, this was fun.
This was fun.
I hope you guys got something out of it because we did a lot of work for you and you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So I guess we'll just see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.